I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hello and welcome to shit you're listening to already. You can't leave. It's the Airbus Podcast. And my name is Jim.
My name's Peter.
My name is Mike Benner. Hello, guys.
Happy basketball.
And a happy basketball to you.
And a happy basketball.
Yeah. It's happy, I guess.
Well, Jamel, it's not probably happy for you. Your Wizards are, they were kind of a meme last night when Russell Westbrook inbounded a pass to nobody.
He does that once a month.
Well, I think it was a problem that one of his teammates was supposed to flare up beyond the three-point line and go to where he was passing.
I agree with that.
I'm going to just stand up for Jamel for a second. I feel like they're playing really well right now. I feel like the Wizards are, like, kind of feisty.
Well, tonight. Peter, don't do this.
Don't do what?
Peter, don't try to act like you know more about the Wizards than me.
Who said that was happening?
No. That you saying they're feisty, that was condescending. You haven't watched the
past 2 weeks.
I feel
like every time I've watched them, they've been feisty. Have I watched them 3 times? Yes.
Yeah, 3 times all year, dude.
Of feist?
Get out of here.
Can a Cavs fan condescend to a Wizards fan?
I am not being condescending.
They have a championship. They beat us for a decade straight. Yes,
that's
he can.
Point.
He's doing it.
Guys, let's get some business out of the way. Number one, go to patreon.com/airbudspod if you want to support the buds. Look, this is a Patreon preview. We're going to cut this off at some point, and you're going to want to listen to the rest. So go to patreon.com/airbudspod.
Cavs also are a half game better than the Wizards right now.
Yeah. You think I don't know that?
Okay, so I guess he can condescend to you. Patreon preview. So if you want to hear the rest of this episode, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. If you go to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review. We will read whatever you write in the review, like this one.
We'll write it again, too.
We'll write it into the description at the end.
We'll
headline.
Write it calligraphy.
Los Bulls from Cheskers. 5 stars. Jamel, y'all, let us not forget about the Bulls, please. So I think he's begging you specifically to talk about the Bulls.
Sure. I love talking about Archie Diacono.
Morgan had a nice dunk the other night.
He's a tricky dude. He is the Bulls equivalent to you saying the Wizards are feisty. You look up and you're like, hey, Lauri Markkanen. Next thing you know, this fucker done broke his wrist again.
He is injured more than he plays. I think he probably has sat out more games than he's played in his NBA career so far. Is that?
That's that Swedish furniture, bro. He's too Swedish.
He's got IKEA bones. IKEA? Yeah.
Those IKEA bones.
Florgan is he even Swedish? Bookcases for legs. So is that enough Bulls talk for you, Chaskers? Zach Levine, he's nice. It must have been good to see him get some All-Star love, right?
Cannot wait to see that man leave.
Ow! No, the Bulls have been pretty good. Like, they've been good for the Bulls lately. I don't know.
I mean, we can't say if I'm not allowed to say anything nice about the Wizards, we're just, like, what are we going to say nice about the Bulls?
They're better than the Wizards?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And go to airbuds.bigcartel.com. Peter right now is wearing the Joel Embiid, our favorite little big boy, t-shirt. We are
still moving.
We just sold out of all the larges. We've got one XL left. I hope, if you're listening to this and you're an extra large big boy, go get that XL. Then we got a few sizes, a few of each other size left. No extra small, one small left, I believe. Got a lot of smallies this time around.
You know what the craziest thing that happened to me, aside from getting vaccinated, was selling a Happy Basketball shirt at the flea market.
No way. Who bought it?
I did it. Some random dude.
Are they
some
blind?
No. Some dude who just, he wanted all of Brandon's clothes and just kind of felt bad that I was also sitting there. Copped a tee.
So you're saying that he literally bought the clothes off Brandon? Is Brandon okay?
Almost.
Did he make Brandon get naked at the flea market?
He told him drop it off.
The flea market is so intense.
Yeah. He showed up, little white kid with a 45, told him drop it off. It was crazy.
Let me see that Harambe. That's what he said to him.
He asked him why he wanted Trump to win the second term.
Brandon
Wardell.
He pulled
the hammer on him.
Notoriously one of the founders of the alt-right.
No,
I'm playing. I'm joking.
No, it's true.
And now
I believe. No, I'm not. Yeah, no, that's my friend, and you're right. I love
Brandon. I'm just playing around. But he did accidentally start the alt-right.
He accidentally did it. Yeah, no. It's just all a part of the big folder that alternative comedy is bad. It already has alt in it.
You know, maybe he was just kind of like, you know how, like the richest men of all time were all born in the 1840s because of like steel, just like happenstance, like industry was happening. If not them, it was going to be someone else. Maybe that was him with the alt-right. Like if not him, it was going to be someone else with Harambe, you know? It was a moment that was swelling and he just happened to be there. No different than anyone else.
You would think that, but having researched a lot of phrases on Twitter, there's a lot of stuff still out there that people miss. So I don't think anybody would have gotten it.
How are you researching on Twitter these days?
Yeah. At Nonprofit Comic, currently suspended. Hopefully we get that back up.
At For-Profit Comic.
At For-Profit Comic is, I don't know, I feel like you just gave up and went back to the Airbuds Pod Twitter.
I mean, look, I tweeted from there once this morning because I needed someone to see the stimulants joke. Like, nobody's going to see jokes if I do it from this new one.
You tweeted the stimulants joke at 6 a.m. If you waited 5 hours, then people would have seen it.
Nah, but it's funnier that way.
You tweeted 2 hours ago, whoever got old screenshots on me, I need them for my time capsule.
I'm serious. If you've been keeping screenshots on me from some conversation that we had, hand them over. I'm burying a time capsule at North Hollywood Park. Was good.
What else is in it?
Well,
is the dildo that all three of us have compromising photos of going to be in the box?
Yes.
It's not compromising. They're all fun and funny.
Yeah. That
Is it surprising that Twitter came for you because of Mary J. Blige and not the Taylor Swift video of you dancing with a dildo on your head?
Yeah, I was thinking about that today. Like, damn, at least Taylor let me breathe.
Yeah.
Just took the video down. Just took the song down. Same with, what's your boy's name in the Eagles? Don Henley. I used the Don Henley song.
Love his shirts.
Removed it, you know.
Should we talk about basketball?
I tried to talk about the Wizards. I tried to give you a compliment.
Nah, that's why. And listen to how you're even saying that, dude. No way, dude. I disagree.
Cavs beat the Celtics last night. Just want to shout that out. Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Way to go.
When are the Celtics going to die? I'm sick of thinking about them. I want them out of my life. Blow them up.
I've been thinking about, Peter, I think it was your idea of like the Boston Celtics being like independent Olympic athletes. Like if they could just disassociate themselves from Boston, I think I would like every player on that team more.
Put them in Buffalo and they are America's team.
Yeah. The Buffalo Wings, as we decided.
We already figured that out. That was good. I figured out the Mystic shirt. I don't know if are we ready to do a Mystic shirt? I think the Dame idea was better.
Oh, you know what? Let's cut it off here because let's tell our Patreon subscribers about our shirt idea. I don't know. It just feels like as an arbitrary place to cut off the preview as any, right?
Yep. Yeah. We haven't said anything real about basketball yet. Perfect.
All right. So long, regular listeners.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.